Well, obviously, it's a tradition in the Western world to give and exchange gifts for Christmas time. It's so much of a tradition that it drives the American economy. If the Christmas shopping season is down any given year, it has a huge impact on the whole national economy. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't think about the true meaning of Christmas, like we've already been talking about and singing about, and the giving and exchanging of gifts is a part of that, because those gifts that we exchange with one another symbolize the greatest gift that God has given to the world, and that's the gift of salvation, which is why Jesus came into the world to begin with. The angel told Joseph, the earthly father of the Lord Jesus Christ, to name that son who would be born from the Virgin Mary, Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. His very name means salvation. And then we're told in the New Testament scriptures in Ephesians chapter 2 from the Apostle Paul, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Salvation is an unspeakably valuable gift. And we're also told by the same Apostle Paul, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And as believers, we rejoice in that greatest gift that has ever been given or that ever will be given. And the sad thing is that so many people don't realize the value of that gift, the gift of salvation. To a lot of people, when they hear about the gift of salvation that Jesus has purchased by dying on the cross and then being raised from the dead, again, they think about their in-law's fruitcake or a pair of socks or a sweater or a tie that they're never going to wear, some sort of worthless gift that they're maybe used to getting around Christmas time. Well, believe me, salvation is not like that, because every one of us is going to give an account of ourselves before the Lord. And the Bible says that God is going to judge us according to his perfectly righteous standard, the standard of his law. And that standard of God's law is going to penetrate not only past our outward deeds, but it's going to include the words that we have said, and it's going to expose the thoughts and intents of our hearts. And it's easy for us to say, yeah, we all sin, everybody sins, no big deal. But God who made us, the holy and righteous God who sent his holy angels to announce the birth of Jesus, God takes sin seriously. And the Bible tells us that one sin is enough before an infinitely holy God for a sinner to be judged in a terrible place that the Bible calls hell forever and ever and ever and ever. But the sad truth is that every one of us has committed so many more sins than just one. Every one of us is guilty of a mountain of sins. And when we think about that, when we think about what our sins deserve, but then what God did to save us from our sins, then it makes sin, it makes salvation from sin that much more valuable, that free gift that God gives us in Jesus. But then the gift giving from God goes even beyond that. It's not just that believers in Jesus are delivered from hell, but we're given the gift of God himself because of Jesus. Listen to some of these scriptures. 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. When Jesus saves a sinner, he not only delivers us from an eternity in hell, but he brings us to God himself. And then Jesus said in his high priestly prayer when he was praying to his Father, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So when Jesus saves us, he brings us into a new relationship with God, into the knowledge of God, a relationship that we grow in, not only in this life, but for all eternity. And then this is how God reveals himself through Psalm 16. This is a prayer to God. "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." And thinking again about American gift-giving in the Christmas shopping season, we're so taken up with materialism and things that are given as gifts. But God says that when we know him, when we're reconciled to him through Jesus, when we're saved by him because of Jesus, then we have fullness of joy no matter what else we might possess, no matter what else life brings our way, because we know the one true and living God. And knowing God is the foundation of all true pleasure. And then here's another psalm, Psalm 27 in verse 4. "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." The God who really is beautiful. He's beautiful in his being, in his attributes, in his acts, and his Son reflects that beauty. The Lord Jesus Christ is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person. And regarding Jesus, the Son of God, the Apostle Paul wrote that the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What an unspeakable gift we have received from the Lord in the gift of his Son and the salvation that he brings.